Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big, get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. I have Mateen filling in for Kasim today, and our guest today is Anthony. So, Anthony, if you want to tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Okay, yeah. So, I live downtown Dallas, and what I do for a living, I own an IT professional services company where we manage clients' IT infrastructure. It's my bread and butter.
Awesome. So, how did you get the idea to start this company?
So good question. I've been in IT since 2008. I started off in college, specifically on the infrastructure side. And my last position was with a startup, our marketing, media, and advertising startup. And I was the director there. And during my time, I met an IT consultant. He was also helping me out pretty much doing what I'm doing right now. And while talking to him, I kind of got a gauge of what he was doing. And while working with him, I kind of asked myself, hey, can I do this? Is this something I want to pursue? And then that's how I came up. That's where the interest started. This was like last year, September, when I started to really think about it. And then I kind of told myself, well, it might just be like, you know, the first time. It sounds exciting, but really think about it. And It stayed with me until the end of the year. So January, I was like, you know what, I kind of asked myself, all right, what do I have to lose, really? I still have my experience. I still have my, I know IT, I know the tech stuff. So try it. No, if it doesn't work out, I can always go back. So yeah. So January, beginning of February, I officially listed the company and like, all right, let's do this.
Awesome. So can you talk a little bit more about what you do? And I guess also, what would you say makes you better than your competition?
So what do I do? Yeah. So the services include, help desk, if you need help, that's the name implies, if you need help with just laptop or desktop, server stuff, put in the ticket, and then we answer. Then we come to your office if we need to, or we can remote in. And it goes as far as if you have infrastructure in the cloud, AWS or Google or Azure, if you need somebody to come in and manage that for you, that's what we do too. And then the last thing would be like IT consulting. So in my career, I've been part of budgeting for IT, for the IT department. So if you need somebody to come in and just help out with creating a budget, so creating a roadmap, and that's what we do too. What makes us different or what makes me different? I would put it this way. I love what I do. And when people ask this question, I don't really know what to say. So I just put it this way. It's like, I love what I do. And my personality shows it. I'm not, one thing people get is, they get annoyed when, or IT people get annoyed when people ask the same questions every single time. It's like, people say Google it kind of deal. But to me, it's not like that. For a client, they focused on other aspects of their job, accounting, finance, marketing, and they need somebody to come in and just manage the IT because, they don't know that. So if they don't have somebody that could do that for them. So that's what I love to do. I understand that I'm here to manage your IT department, and that's what I want to do. I want to make sure that you don't have to worry about it. And I always tell the story is I don't know accounting at all. I have a bookkeeper. They do all my, it's like, I don't know what to do. I would love for you to do this for me. And they do a great job for it. They do a great job for me. So that's how my service is like that. Is I know you may not understand IT fully. Let me come and help you standardize that for you.
Makes sense. But also, not only do you love what you do, but as you mentioned at the very beginning, you have years of experience. Things I think is also very important because, many people are just starting out. They don't have the experience that you have. Like, you've been doing it for a long time. And I think when you're working with people, that's something that's also very important.
Yeah, that is very true too. Yeah, yeah. So again, it's a way of thank you for helping me market myself. There we go. Yeah, no, I do have experience. I'm kind of happy about that. It's it's been a journey where I've learned a lot, and the one thing about tech is it continues to grow, and I love learning it. I hope to continue to learn it, and hope to continue to teach people, help clients out in any of the IT troubles.
Makes sense. So when you're looking for clients, like, what's an ideal client for you? Is it a certain company size or a certain industry? What do you look for?
So really any industry. I kind of look focus on from startups to enterprise and already established. My core is more than five or more seats. That's what we call them. But really five or more employees or five or more computers. You know, you need somebody to come in and build a standard IT infrastructure. That way, if you when you start to grow, there's already a core in there. So you can just like plug and play. Oh, this new person had onboarding. We know exactly what to do, new laptop, everything's all set to go. So I kind of look for clients where they're in that phase where they want to start standardizing their IT, so it makes it easier for them when they start to grow.
So how are you managing? So for example, you know, obviously many companies today are, you know, global or even all around the US. Exactly. You might have employees. It's like in terms of infrastructure, obviously it used to be everybody's like in the office, but now with more like remote work, mm-hmm. what does that look like for you in terms of what you're doing? And I'm sure that your role has probably changed over the years.
Yeah. I was remote pre-COVID. I was like 5 years remote. So what I know is the tools that we have, we can remote in if you have any problems with your laptops or with clients where it's just fully remote. It actually is really easy. You just remote in again, just remoting in if they have issues with their laptop. With clients where it's hybrid system, you know, we can always get remote in, or if you need to go to the office, just drive in, or you know, schedule time to come in, do what we need to do, and then we head out. So the technology is there to make our job easy, really. Of course, there's still that human aspect of it where we might need to walk somebody through solving an issue. But again, that is just the personality makes it so that we make it easy for them. So it's not spending hours trying to like, you know, change a plug a USB port in or plug it out, things of that nature.
That's great. So what are the use of AI currently in your business?
AI, we don't use AI that much. We kind of put it this way. If a client has AI, they're using AI, I don't have that much experience with it. I use it more in sense of troubleshooting where, you know, if it's, oh, my printer is down, I can use either ChatGPT or Google Bird. Be like, hey, figure out this problem. Let me gives me steps by steps to help them solve the problem for them. It's the same thing as when Google and search it came about. You know, when people say Google it, it's pretty much my job. So just Google up a problem, troubleshoot, try to help them out. So in terms of AI, I guess that's how I use it, just to help speed up my troubleshooting.
Do you think that there's use cases for AI, for example, for high-level chatbots, right? I mean, for 24/7 support, because I'm sure that there's issues sometimes in the middle of the night or if you're sleeping. What does that look like? And do you think that there is that use case?
There is, actually, yeah, and that's a good question. That's a very good question. You can develop a chatbot where if a user has, you know, similar problems, it kind of becomes like a knowledge base kind of deal. And then just, you know, simple queries where I don't know, that's what's this? I like printers, but every IT guy hates printers. But printers is one of the things I always come across. I can't print. Okay. You know, I have printer issues. But AI can kind of just give you simple things that you can do as the users can do. And more than likely you had a solution from that. But if there isn't, it escalates to us and then we can go by either remote in or, you know, go to the office if we need to. So there definitely is, and it's being used by a lot of people right now, a lot of companies anyway. So there's a definite use case in my world, in the MSP professional services world, to make at least the first step either solved or helps us troubleshoot it to a point where we can come in and speed it up.
Makes sense. So are you implementing these chatbots for your clients, or is it more of just like something you're looking at in the future? I guess, like, what does that look like for you?
Yeah, so that would be more in the future, of the future development. For now, it's just simple help desk. I create a ticket, email gets sent to me. I go and help them out. And then what they evolve, what it evolves into would be like, yeah, it would be like a knowledge base that we would build for the specific client and be like, issues that you have a lot, and these are the simple steps to fix it. And then that evolves towards if you find a bigger client, you can then build, we can then develop an actual, with AI and knowledge base, build a chatbot for them. So it, that's the step. That's the last step, you want to call it out, unless somebody comes up with something else.
That makes sense. And I know that I'm sure day to day it can vary for you, because I think that's sort of, you know, what IT is in general. But I guess, like, just typically, what does a day look like for you?
It, like with everything, it can be nothing at all, or it can be hectic. Kind of tell. But a simple day would be, number one, come in, check clients' backups, make sure everything has been backed up from the night before. If they have a backup system, make sure, because that's the one thing I preach to people, not just clients, but everybody. If you have a laptop, back it up. Like, have a backup. That way, if something happens, you have something to fall back to. So I start my day well off with that. Is there, if it's the back, the, all the backups work, great. All right, now we can jump into help desk. Is there any tickets coming in, or is there any tickets from the from yesterday that wasn't resolved? Let's get back into that. Let's try to figure it out. Let's contact the clients and work on that. And that's usually it, really. That's a simple day. Then it can go into, again, if you want to get more complex, it can be into updating the laptops or servers or VM, things of that nature, creating a process for it and things of that nature.
So can you talk a little bit more about backups? Like, you know, what does that look like for your clients? Like, what do you recommend in terms of, you know, certain solutions that would really help them out if they're, you know, not sure about how to go about using the correct backup for their system?
That's a good question. So like with a small company or a small client, you know, like 5 people, they don't, let's say they don't really have much. It's just like a laptop. I used to call it a Ninja One. And Ninja One does come with a backup solution where it helps. It kind of backs up their files, you know, their document files, things of that nature. So if they go back and like, hey, I need to, something went wrong, I need to, you know, recover from yesterday, I can go back and, oh, it's right here. I can recover that for them. Now, if you go to the more enterprise level, things, tools I've worked with Ignite, that was a file server. What else have I worked with? I'm trying to remember now, it's been a while. But I always go towards cloud backups. Because one, I can, so up to the cloud, go in, and most of them have like versions, meaning they have 3 saved versions of your one document. It makes it easier for us to go back and recover and things of that nature. Then if you go to, like, you know, servers, same things too. You want to do VM servers, or if you want to do a full VM backup, or you just want to do a file backup. And I'm going very, very, very technical here. So I apologize.
I think it's good. It's good.
I'm trying to think of the tools that I've used before. Ignite is just the one that's jumping to me like now. But we've also used some, again, working before my previous jobs, we've preached backups a lot, because they've saved my life. They've saved clients' life. I will not tell you how much I've been like, I'm happy I backed this up. So if anything, anybody takes away from this, just have a backup system, a backup recovery system, and test it. Make sure you test it.
Yeah, I mean, that's so important. And I think to your point, it's like so many people don't even, you know, especially when you're small and starting out, I think it's also like where you come in, it's like, they don't even think about these things. You know, you're just thinking about growing a company.
Yes.
You're thinking about BD. You're thinking about getting more sales. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like you need to think about all these technical things, because to your point, if the system crashes, if you don't have that backup, that could be a major problem for you.
And that's one of my mentors said that that's a way you can pitch your 30 seconds. Like, hey, do you have a backup? So like, he kind of put it this way. He said, preach it this way. If your laptop dies right now, do you have any way to recover it? Like, and then from there, I can now network and say, oh, I have a solution for you, or I can help you build a backup and recovery solution for your clients, Nick. So that's something I use once in a while. It's not to scare anybody, because I don't like the whole scare tactic. I don't like scare. It's to educate. And if anything, even if they don't go with me or give me a contract, they can go buy external hard drive, plug it in, let's back it up. At least you've saved yourself or your company in any way. So education is a big deal for me and things of that nature when it comes to backup recovery, because again, I've lived I've experienced where I didn't have any backups and it sucked, and I've experienced where I had a backup and it was the best thing ever.
I mean, education, I think, and adding value is really important. And like, we have the same thing. It's like when we're talking to people, it's like, you know, we just have these conversations. I think it's like, you don't even think about it. It's not always like, oh, sale or pitch or whatever. It's more of like, hey, like, I know this, you know, by the way, are you aware of this thing? And ultimately, people can make their own decisions. But, you know, at the end of the day, they might say, oh, yeah, now I need a backup. I need to call this guy Anthony. Yes. You know, so I think it's like those conversations are really important.
No, they are. And again, I like to say, I would like to help you grow, even if you don't employ me, but just grow your, hope your business grows and hope your business is secure. And if anything I can do to help, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so in terms of technology, do you have certain recommendations or preferences when it comes to laptops, for example? Like, do you work more with Dell or Mac, or like, what do you think is more efficient for your clients?
So I don't really have any preference. I've worked with Dell, I've worked with Lenovo's, and HP, actually, I want to do those three. And I will not tell anybody there's no preference at all. My laptop right now is Lenovo because that was the last laptop, my last company, that's what we worked with. That's what I went with. But I would say just do your due diligence. Just make sure, and really, again, it really just depends on the component. So, hey, what are you doing? Are you process excessive, or are you, do you need a lot of storage? Things of that nature. Do you need to, there are a lot of things that you need to think about. But another thing I will say is, and this is what I like to, this is what I do in building a core standard IT infrastructure. Keep the laptop consistent with each person you bring in or it will take out. So if you want to do Lenovo's, let's do Lenovo's for everybody. If you want to do Dell, let's do Dell for everybody. There's going to be some, you know, few people who want Apple Macs, iMacs. But if you're going to do, you know, again, if you want to do PCs, let's keep it consistent. And what that does for me is it helps me, let's just say there's a problem with Lenovo. Okay, I know there's a fix. I can push it out to everybody. Everybody gets it. That way it's not, oh, Lenovo has an issue. Dell has an issue. I'm like, I have to do this. And there's too much work, too much touching of it. When I can just, you know, in my case, you know, create a script or whatever and push it out to all the Lenovo's, know that, oh, it's all done and things of that nature. So I will say that part is if you are starting up and, you know, you've picked the company or whatever brand you want to use, make it consistent.
You have clients that don't even have company laptops?
Yes. Yeah, we have experienced that. But again, it happens. Of course, that's going to happen when you start up. You don't really think much about it. Just say, hey, I just need a laptop, which is going to happen. But again, my job is when you need me is come to that point where I can help you say, these are the business grade laptops and this is whichever brand you want to pick. These are your business grade. Let's continue to use those and continue to build on that.
So what would you say is the biggest challenge you're currently facing in your business?
Like with everybody finding the right clients or meeting I would say that. I do go to networking events, but I don't think I've found that networking event where I'm like, oh, these are the people I need to be talking to right now. But it comes that I think that's just what's going to happen. It's just it's not going to be, oh my God, I found the right thing immediately. And that is the joy of networking. I have met a lot of people where if they've invited me to other events where I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know about this event. So it's just the building phase. I'm very excited about it. I I don't think I would have ever met you if I didn't start this company. I would have, you know, and that's the joy of the networking part of meeting new people who are helping me as I hope I'm helping them.
Makes sense. Is your strategy only networking events or do you do cold outreach on LinkedIn or their channels, or what does that look like for you?
So I do have a CRM tool and I do the cold emails. So the funny thing about it is I remember when I was 8 to 5, and I would get a cold email and I just delete it. I'm like, they're probably doing the same thing for me too. So why am I? So what I switched to is finding networking groups. So I recently joined BNI. And I'm now looking for a chamber of commerce where I can just go and talk. If anything else, get out of the house and network with business people and be in the same environment where my mind, where I'm influenced by them in a way. So it's not just being by myself. So I kind of realized that as I'm starting out, they people want to know me. They don't want to really know what I do yet. It's just, can I trust Anthony and his business to do what I need to, where I can refer him to somebody else that might need him? So that's what I'm doing right now. That's my strategy is go out, talk. That's why I came on your podcast. I was like, I don't really want to do this. I really don't want to do this, but I have to go out and talk and meet people and show them that A, I have a good personality. I might be a good fit for you, and B, that I know what I'm talking about.
100%. I think it's like when you're starting a company, you have to do things that you don't want to do. Even for me, it's like a natural thing, but I've learned to really enjoy it. And I think also like 100%, it's like people, and we have the same objection, like we're also like a newer company. It's like people are like, oh, like I don't know you. Why should I work with you? But I think exactly. When you have these conversations and people really get to know, oh yeah, Anthony, he has, 15 years of experience. Okay. It's like all these, it's like that really helps, I think, is having these conversations.
Yeah, no, you're very right about it. And again, I like to say I don't like talking. I really don't like talking. But I have to. So yeah, it's just, and when I started this, I told myself, if you're going to give this your all, like 100% give this your all. And again, if it doesn't work out, it's just what it is. But don't go in 50-50. No, it has to be your all.
Yeah, I think it's the only way to do it. So what would you say is your top business priority in the next 3 to 6 months?
Next 3 to 6 months. So 3 months, I would say continue to build the clientele, build the business. I'm lucky enough where I think the tech stack is set. Operational side is still once in a while, still some tweaking to do, but just to build the clientele. And then 6 months too, it's pretty much the same thing. Build a clientele, and goal is build it to a point where I need to hire somebody and have somebody over helping me out, things of that nature. Yeah.
What's the biggest piece of advice you wish you knew before you started this business?
Oh, okay. Good question. I don't know if I can say this, but don't quit your 8-to-5 yet. Make sure you have a source of income while you're building it. Again, lucky enough, my industry is not cost intensive. Like your initial cost is really not that much, but you still need you still need money coming in. Like, you can't just be paying for all these subscriptions when you're not getting any money at all. So I would just still say, if you can have a source of income, even if it's just if it's a part-time job on Upwork or whatever, just something that's still helping you pay for the cost of running the business. And when the business gets to the point where, I don't need my part-time or my full-time job anymore, then it's up and going and just focus. So that was when I initially started, I'm like, I don't have any money. Okay, cool. But that and I didn't know there were actually a lot of free tools that I can use. A friend of mine put me on score.org. I don't know if y'all know about that. It's a mentor/, it's a website where they pair you up with somebody that's interested, that did the same thing you're doing. So I have somebody that did IT consulting and in the same area too. And he was the one, when we our first meeting, he was like, okay, have you done this? And I was like, oh my God, I've not done anything. I thought I had done stuff, but I really hadn't done anything at all. And again, I did not know about that. Maybe if I did, I would have there were a lot of check marks I would have checked before I even started. But again, that's the kind of thing you don't know about until you network. I found that out through networking. So I don't really know, really. I would say the most important thing is make sure you still have money coming in as you're paying for the cost of the business. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard. I feel like you never really know like the right time to make that jump. And I think also it's just like, 100%. I mean, things will always take longer than you think. You'll say, I need a budget for this. And, it's always a process. But I think as you're making progress and you're building, I mean, that's a lot of what it's all about.
Yeah. And you're right about that. And so far, so good. And I think back, I'm like, this is where I officially started in May. And what is the ending of August now? And I'm like, it's good-ish. It's like, it's not bad, but I can see where this can go kind of deal. And And still, it's I still have joy for it. Again, that's another thing is, will I still have joy for this? And I still do. I'm still very much wake up in the morning, still very excited, and like, oh, I'm actually, this is my company. I'm doing this.
Yeah, it's awesome. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you expect things to go for your business?
Good question. So my 1 year goal, business wise, to be established, and I'm not mean like everybody should know me. No, I'm more like operational side, everything is set. Like if I, that way in 1 year, let's say I get a huge client, somebody with 100 users, it's plug and play. Okay, we know what to do. We know how to onboard. We know how to get the discovery of the client, what they have, things of the nature, where it doesn't feel like I'm still scattered as I'm trying to do this. Yeah. So that's why I kind of told myself, it doesn't need to be fast. Just take your time and build slow, make it the building blocks, make this until you, and then in a year's time, it's not the finished product, but it's easier to onboard, to find people, find clients. And if they do say yes, the client says yes, it's easy to onboard them. It's not a huge task.
Yeah, definitely. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your website or best way to get in contact with you?
So website is www.crossrivertechnology.com. My email address is anthony.omini@crossrivertechnology.com. The email is definitely the best way to reach me. I'm always on my laptop. So, and it's on my phone too. Outlook's on my phone too. So, and I always respond as quick as possible. I do have a phone, but definitely email would be the best way to reach me.
Awesome. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for your time. Great chatting again. And we're rooting for you, wishing you the best of luck and to keep growing and scaling your business.
No, thank you, Dan. Thank you, Ryan. Really appreciate it. This has been still nerve-wracking, but okay.
It was good. It was good. Yeah, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.